Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. In studio guest today, Whitney with Jefferson County CASA. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in to chat not only about CASA a little bit, but also about your Men Cooking for CASA event this weekend at the Doubletree by Hilton. We've been talking a little bit about it this morning, kind of on and off, but we wanted to get the details from you whenever you came in and sat down. Now, real quick. I try to do this every single time you come in. What is CASA? How can people get involved? That sort of thing. Give us the rundown of what it is.
Yeah, so CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And basically, CASA advocates are volunteers from the community that advocate for children in foster care. So we are the voice of the child in court. We speak up for them and help make sure that their best interests needs are met.
Okay, pretty simple. I always also ask because anytime you have something where people need to volunteer, schedules and time and how much time do I need to put in always comes into question. But pretty, not a large amount of time necessarily has to go into being a CASA advocate. What do you say the average is?
Like 5 to 15 hours per month is what I say. Yeah. And 15 hours per month is on somebody that might have multiple cases or kind of a doozy of a case. So really it's more like 5 or 10 to be realistic. And we do have an onboarding that is training that goes, you know, over like a six-week time period in the evenings. But even that's, you know, pretty light load. And then after that, you kind of make your own schedule. You work with the foster families and the bio families and make your own schedule.
Yeah. And it's no legal experience necessary.
No. I mean, no special anything required. We do all the training and we've got people, you know, all from all different walks of life that do it.
You just have to want to be there.
That's right.
For somebody. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And anybody can donate their time. You know, some people though, they, you know, if you want to donate to the cause itself, you know, monetarily, they'll take that as well. And this one thing to wait, one way to do that, I should say, is the Men Cooking for CASA event that you guys have coming up. The 12th annual?
12th annual.
Wow. That's quite a few. And this is this your biggest fundraiser that you
do? This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So this is where the majority of our donations come from. We do rely a lot on grants, but grants are very specific. So, you know, you get a grant for books, you got to buy books, you know, and which is great. And we utilize a lot of those. But there's other expenses, you know, operating expenses or something may pop up that we want to do for the kids that we need to have, you know.
Yeah.
Some cash for
it. Yeah, and it's nice to do that. And this is always a fun event to raise money. It's, you know, there's probably a lot of people, you know, that in the Southern Illinois, but especially the Mount Vernon Jefferson County community that will be celebrity chefs at this Men Cooking for CASA event on Saturday, January 20th at the Doubletree by Hilton in Mount Vernon. And as of now, you told me you already have your kind of your expectant 30 chefs, but you'll take up more basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So if anybody's interested, they can just reach out and we can chat about what it looks like to be a chef. But right now, yeah, we've got 30. And if you come in and you don't recognize any of our chefs, I'd be shocked. So
there's plenty of, you know, opportunities there. This is an event that will sell out too, right? So if you just want to be a patron and come in, you know, you could buy tickets at the door, but be aware there you might not get one. You might be
correct.
You might get to the door and they might be sold out.
Yeah, last year we sold out about 10 a.m. on Saturday, and that's pretty typical that we sell out like the day before or the day of. So if we have any tickets left, we will have them at the door and we'll announce that on Facebook. But we anticipate being sold out.
So, you know, knowing that going into it this weekend, getting those tickets, I guess maybe just, you know, contact you all through your Facebook page probably.
Yeah, so they can just stop by the office. We're over on North 12th Street, 612 North 12th, and they can stop in. We're there 8:30 to 4:30 so that they can come in and just buy tickets. But if they just contact us through Facebook, email, give us a call at the office, we will make arrangements. We can deliver, set it up.
Yeah, so you can do it a couple different ways. That's if you just want to be a patron. Obviously, if you want to come in and be a celebrity chef, that might be a little bit more involved. You'll have to contact them and find out all the details. And then another opportunity to get involved in this would be you're still taking sponsorship levels as well.
Sure, absolutely. And we've got all different levels of ways that you can help and then even silent auction items if a local business wanted to donate something like that. There's a lot of opportunities to help out that way too.
Yeah, plenty. It's an event that is in its 12th year, Saturday, January 20th, this weekend, Doubletree by Hilton in Mount Vernon, Men Cooking for CASA event. And the people's choice is the golden skillet, right?
All of the prizes are golden skillets, but the People's Choice golden skillet is voted on by the people.
Right.
So we will have judges that are in the category, but the People's Choice is based off of tips. So bring your cash for tips.
Yeah. Yeah. And you always want to bring your cash to a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
And they're actual golden skillets, right?
They are.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that was not
they're
just, you know.
Absolutely. Genuine gold-plated.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else we need to know about Men Cooking for Casa this Saturday? Doubletree by Hilton in Mount Vernon starts at doors open at 5. Everything kind of gets kicked off at 5:30. You can start eating at 6. And your ticket, if you want to go, it basically buys you, you can sample everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the gist of it.
We'll have 30 different chefs with sample portions of all of their dishes, and I challenge anyone to actually try everything and not be sick.
There's going to be auctions and, different events going on kind of in the background the entire time.
We'll have both silent auction and live auction for the event.
Going on for the whole thing. We actually have a couple of tickets here to give away.
Yeah.
I think we'll do that next hour. So if you want to win some tickets, these are $50 a piece value. So we have $100 value right here for a couple of tickets to go to the Men Cooking for Casa event this weekend. You can start entering now via the Paul Shields Allstate Insurance text line. Just text Jefferson County Casa. Jefferson County Casa will be the key phrase, 618-242-0094. Text me that, and we'll also take that in through the end of the show. We'll take entries for the next hour and change for a couple of tickets to go to the Men Cooking for Casa event this Saturday in Mount Vernon, where doors open at 5 o'clock. But if you don't win tickets, you can always get them by contacting the Jefferson County Casa office. You can call Whitney, 618-204-5453. Find them on Facebook, or what's your address again?
612 North 12th Street.
That is in Mount Vernon, so go see them. Jefferson County Casa, court-appointed special advocates, and their big fundraiser is this weekend here in Mount Vernon. Whitney, anything else I didn't ask about we need to let everybody know?
I don't think so. I think that covers it.
All right. Well, we'll see you this weekend. Go out and enjoy. It's always a well-talked about and a well-marketed event. People seem to really enjoy it, so we can't wait to hopefully send you a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. Sounds great.
We're excited.
It's a good time. It'll be fun.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.